We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The beginning of every child of God is faith in the Lord. Now let's think about this. What do we have faith in? Well, we have faith in Christ's finished work. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us today on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're so glad that you're taking the time on this Lord's Day to hear the Bible, to hear the timeless truths of God's Word, because I'm convinced that God's Word has the answers to our problems each and every day. And that if you search the Bible, you're going to find truths to help you to not just survive, but to thrive in the world that we live. Now, if you're like me, you're kind of tired of hearing about the coronavirus and COVID-19. It just seems like there's no end to this situation that we're living in. I mean, every moment it seems like there's a new wave or there's a new variant, and it's just never going to go away. That's how it feels. I know that's how it feels to me. But yet we know from the Bible that God has a purpose and plan, and that pestilence is a part of this age. The Bible says that in the last days that pestilence will come. And so we know that all of these things that are happening in our world today are not outside of the plan of God. We can trust in Him, and we can look to Him for help, and we can take a crisis like this and we can turn it into an opportunity. And I hope that's what you're doing. I hope you're taking the opportunities that God gives us to look to Him. A Sunday school teacher asked the children just before she dismissed them to go to church. She said, "Why is it necessary to be quiet in church?" And Annie, a little girl, put up her hand and replied. She said, "Because people are sleeping. We don't want you to sleep through the message of the Bible. We want you to be alert and ready to learn." And I hope that is what you're going to do this morning. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4 is where we'll begin our Bible reading this morning. If you have an opportunity, grab a Bible and follow along with us. We want you to see the timeless truths of the Word of God to help you to better understand and see that this is not my opinion. This is God's word, and it is settled in heaven. Colossians chapter 2, verse 4, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Now, Paul was concerned about the spiritual advancement of the Christians in Colossae. I mean, he feared spiritual apathy. One man said this about apathy. He says, "If we always do what we've always done, we'll always be what we've always been." Paul was afraid that these Christians would become sidetracked believers, causing them to be tripped up with attractive words and to be pulled from the soil and uprooted from their walk with God. And so though Paul wasn't present in the flesh, his desire was for their spiritual success. Paul knew that there were many obstacles in the way of these believers. I mean, there was an enemy, the devil, who hated them because he hated God, and there was a world that enticed them to not follow God and not follow the pathway of God, and even their own flesh, even themselves, were contrary to the truths of the Bible and to the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. And so Paul wanted them to move forward, to root deep in the soil of the Word of God, and to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he was became very great. Listen, God wants us to move forward in the Christian life. I think of Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Notice the only thing that Moses had was faith in what God had promised to do and a staff or a stick in his hand. You know, I think it's time for us to move from religion to a relationship with God. And it's time for us to move from just duty, that this is what we have to do, to dedication. And it's time for us to move from membership to ministry and service to the Lord. Now, the testimony of the church in Colossae so far was that of steadfastness. And Paul wanted their desire for God to grow even further, to flourish, to abound more and more. He wanted them to move forward. Now, notice the prayer of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 9. He says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. How could these believers be rooted? What was the answer to being established in the faith? Now, let's look at the beginning, and this is where we're going to look at as we consider this message this morning here on Timeless Truths. Forward by faith. Forward by faith. Let's consider this, if we could. Number one, the beginning. The beginning. The Bible says in verse 6 of our text, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now, how did they receive the Lord? They received him in faith. Faith is how an individual must come to God. Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please the Lord. There is no Christians outside of faith in God. We need faith to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's look at what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The beginning of every child of God is faith in the Lord. Now let's think about this. What do we have faith in? Well, we have faith in Christ's finished work. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Bible says that their coming, the church at Ephesus, their coming to Jesus involved faith in the gospel. Now, Ephesians 1:13 calls it the word of truth or the true message. So they believed the true message. Now, what is the true message? What is the gospel? Well, the gospel simply means good news. Listen, we're living in this coronavirus society, and it's nice to have some good news. I hope you agree with me. It's good to have some good news. What is the gospel? What is the good news? Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you."
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
"Which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." You see, the gospel is the finished work of Jesus Christ. I say the finished work because according to the words of Jesus himself, it is finished. It is complete. You don't have to add anything to God's completed work, and you definitely don't take anything away from it. His death, burial, and glorious resurrection is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, his death was a compensating death. He died on the cross and shed his blood as our substitute. In other words, he died for you, but he also died as you. Your sin was placed upon him, and he tasted death for each of us. Not only his death, but his burial. It was his confirmed death. You see, Jesus died. Critics say that he never died, that he was swooned. But the Bible says he died. Christ died and he was buried. They nailed him to a tree, a cross, a Roman cross, nails in his hands and his feet, and a spear pierced through his heart. He gave his life for the sin of the world, and they placed him in a borrowed tomb. We see his death, his burial, and then his resurrection. His resurrection, that's his conquered death. The Bible says that the grave could not keep King Jesus. No, he rose again. And those that believe by faith his gospel shall also live again. And we notice the scriptures here found in 1 Corinthians 15. The Bible says it's all according to the scriptures. Salvation is by faith, believing God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's faith in Christ's finished work. But also we see Christ as our foundation. Luke chapter 6, verse 47. "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which buildeth an house and diggeth deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation build a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. The Bible says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. The foundation is laid by his cross. It's set, and it's the one in which we build our house upon. By faith, we must build our life upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. So many in this world are building their life on the sand of religion. They're building their life upon the sand of good works. They're building their life upon the sand of humanism. They're building their life upon the sand of culture. But when one builds their life upon the solid rock, the Lord Jesus, the Bible says they will never be confounded. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. They will never be disappointed. But the one who builds their life on the sand, great will be the fall of it. Christ is our foundation. We must receive him by faith. Acts chapter 2, verse 41, the Bible says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The foundation is laid. The work is done. We must gladly receive by faith the message of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, again, verse 3, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received. Paul said, I received the message of the gospel. Friend, listen today. We must turn from self and sin and turn to Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, we must believe in the finished work of Christ. But also, when we believe, we become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The greatest miracle, the greatest creation of God, is when a sinner comes to Jesus and he makes them new. Galatians 2:20 says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We are a new creation. The old is passed away. The old family has passed away. John 8:44, we were a part of the devil's family, but now we're a part of a new family. We become a child of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God becomes our heavenly Father. Our old family has passed away. I like this, that our condemnation has passed away. Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We are free from the condemnation or the judgment of sin. All things become new. There's a new purpose in life. Our old purpose was to live for ourselves, to gratify the lusts of our own flesh. But now we want to live for Jesus. We're buried in the likeness of his death. We're raised in the likeness of his resurrection to walk in newness of life. There's a new position in Christ. Our old position was we were a part of the devil's family. The devil was our father. We were lost. We were in darkness. We were dead in our sins. And now we are in Christ's family. We are in Christ. God doesn't look at me as a sinner, but now he looks at me as a steward and a son. We have new possessions in heaven. Old, our eternity brought separation from God forever. But now we will enjoy heaven in the presence of God for all eternity. Paul said, the faith that you exercised to come to Jesus now must be exercised every day in your Christian life. So not only do we look at the beginning, but now let's take a look at the everyday. As we have received Christ, that's now how we live our Christian life each and every day. The Bible says, verse 6 here of our text, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. We receive Christ by faith. And so now we continue in faith, growing and moving forward. Listen, we see faith in God's work in me. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says this, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. God is working in my life to bring me to a place of submission and sanctification. The problem is not God's work in me, but oftentimes it's my response to God's working in my life. Colossians 1:29 says this, wherefore I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. God is at work. There's no doubt about it. But I must fuel God's work by spiritual decisions and a willing spirit. The Spirit of God can be grieved. Look what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 16. Hebrews 3 verse 16, the Bible says, for some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? The Bible says that the children of Israel failed to believe God. Now, God was working, there's no doubt about it, but they grieved God by their faithless response. Faith in his promises. 2 Peter 1:4 says, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God's promises are for us to move forward. We need faith in God's promises. Now, God's promises are not tangible. I mean, we can't reach out and grab them, but they are traceable. We are able to follow the faithfulness of God in the lives of other people. We open the Bible and we see that God is a faithful God. We see that God gave promises to the Israelites. He told them to prove him. God didn't fail them. God was faithful. God always kept his word, but it was them that walked in unbelief. Now, salvation is a promise from God. The assurance of salvation is found in the word of God. God said, you know what? Listen, you can claim it. It is truth. It is a promise from God, and God cannot lie. And so you can take it to the bank, the promises of God. Romans 15, verse 7, wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the Father. Jesus Christ the Messiah exercise the office of the Messiah in proof that God always keeps his promises. And you can go all the way back to the book of Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 15. And there's a promise from God that, listen, he says to Satan, your head will be crushed, your purpose, your plan will be destroyed. But through the seed of the woman, the Messiah will come. And though he will be bruised, he will destroy your purpose and plan. And that is the promise of the Messiah. And God exercised the office of the Messiah in proof that God always keeps his promises. You can trust in the promises of God. Faith in his promises. We see also faith in his plan. God has a plan for everyone's life. I don't know what the plan of God for your life entails. For the disciples, it involved, many of them, a martyr's death. You know, faith doesn't necessarily know where it's going, but it does know who's leading. And the direction is always toward the Lord. You know, I want us to consider, you know, three truths about God's plan. First of all, God's plan is perfect. Hey, we're going to continue this message next Sunday. We ran out of time this morning. So join us next Sunday for Timeless Truths as we continue this thought forward by faith. And we're going to look at the everyday of the Christian life in more detail. We're going to look at that foundation. And we're also going to look at the future and how we can move forward and grow looking at the future and knowing that God has a plan for our life. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Remember to pray for each other. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.